Hello, hello, this is Louis Bird. I am speaking to you from Pewanuk, Ontario. Today is the last day of May. May 31st, the year of 2002. This is a report for the grant given to me by the Canada Council to visit five communities, including in with Pewanuk, six, that is. To visit the Robiscat, Cache, Fort Albany, and Moose Factory, counted as one with Moosonee. And also to do some work in Pewanuk. In the original proposal that was written for this purpose was part of a major work that I was presently carried on, of which we call Omiskiko Oral History Project. And the information that I have there has to deal with a lot of stories with shamanism, or shall we say midday weaving is a word in our language. In translation, it's usually said in English as shamanism, to make it easy. And therefore, this is a report. It didn't turn out exactly the way I expected, or never is, ever happened what we expect. I wanted to visit the five communities to ask one simple question, because in our historical collection are full of those questionable terms or unexplainable stories of events in our oral history that are very hard to explain. Most of the subject that ever come out in any story, mostly in legends, is full of this mystical power that those people or beings that live in time. And because today's situation, we have experienced a new world, a new generation, which we have brought up into the present day, into the world of high tech, and also where the religion seems to collapse and fail, where the youth and the young people seek some comfort in something that could be solid and help them to proceed in life. This was the reason this a special project was to be carried out by me. The wee bird was supposed to do this and to go out and ask questions just to confirm what he has believed already, that the First Nation spiritual practice was not the church as explained by the Christianity. It isn't there all our collection, in our collection of stories. It's there, but never was any question to say, was this a religion? But the thing is, the young people seek that information, but could not find the full answer. And for that reason, I want to go out ahead and ask direct question to the elders to say, was the shamanism a religion of the First Nation? And this question seems to terrify some elders in James Bay and Hudson Bay Blue Land.